Welcome to your compassionate self. Thank you for visiting today. My name's Robin Beardsley. So we can be physically present in any given moment, and sometimes we're not totally present. And so I'd like to offer this short meditation or reflection exercise to help bring our hearts and minds into this present moment as well. And so sitting or lying in a comfortable position, any way you like, and let your eyes close partially or fully if that fits. And let's begin by just simply listening to the sounds in this room. Just sitting in the midst of them and letting these sounds or any sounds come to you. Now in your mind's eye, picturing the room you are in, imagining the walls, the colors or furniture. And as you're scanning the room, becoming aware of your own body here, perhaps welcoming yourself into this room or greeting yourself with an inner smile of welcome. Hello. Ah, there you are. And if it fits, dropping your awareness into this body right here and noticing the physical sensations in the body as they come and go. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And particularly noticing any uneasiness in your mind or body and seeing if you can let your heart soften a little. Just because this is so right now. And appreciating the effort and good intentions that have brought you here today. This appreciation is already an act of compassion or self-compassion. Whenever you're ready, just gently opening your eyes. And so a lot of what we may be learning in the 8-week Mindful Self-Compassion course isn't contained in that previous meditation. Perhaps simple skills, but not so easy. How often do we stop in our lives? And so seeing what arises when we do stop, bringing some awareness to what is. And then responding to discomfort with kindness instead of judgment. And that would be self-compassion. So the intention of the Mindful Self-Compassion course is to move self-compassion from a concept to a living reality in your life. It's designed to make mindfulness and self-compassion a felt experience and to let the experience sink in and stick. And to provide practical tools for evoking mindfulness and self-compassion whenever we need it. Thank you for your interest.